Yeah, Sunday, everything was all nice and relaxed, and look where we are on Monday afternoon. I'm Scoot on the air, and like many of you, I woke up this morning, and I was just still high over the Saints' victory yesterday, just routing the Panthers 47-10. I mean, the Saints scoring 47 points was really awesome. I was still high off of that. And then, what a downer. This like, cluster of stuff that was in the Caribbean and then headed like over the Yucatan and then goes into the, you know, Gulf of Mexico. I guess it was the Bay of Campeche at first. And it's just kind of sitting there. I thought this thing was going to kind of drift into Mexico or Texas. No, it's developing into a system. It's expected to be a hurricane, hopefully a Cat 1 and nothing more, but it could be more. Tropical Storm Francine is right now heading in this direction. And we're going to start to get the effects tomorrow night. Not much time to plan. Not that all of us plan that far in advance anyway, but I would imagine the stores are going to be crazy. I would imagine people are going to start leaving work early today. And we're going to keep you in touch with everything that's going on because, you know, WWL is the emergency management station. We have been with you through so many storms, and we will be with you with this storm and through any other storm. We'll be with you before, during, and we will be with you after as well. So, you know, when other things fail, WWL is always there with you. So make sure you've got us locked in for the next couple of days. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us. What a win yesterday by the Saints. We'll be talking about that this afternoon. But yeah, I was just high off of that victory yesterday and thinking about the debate tomorrow. And I can't imagine that you know, as much as we look at that debate between Harris and Trump as being very entertaining, and I was looking forward to it as a real piece of entertainment, I don't know how many people in this area are going to be paying attention to that tomorrow night because of Tropical Storm Francine. And you know those Gulf waters are warm. We're going to hear more about that, and we're going to talk about that throughout the afternoon, and we'll get updates as well. Mayor Cantrell has scheduled a press conference for about 3:30 this afternoon, and we will carry that live as soon as that begins. Also, the Miami Dolphins wide receiver, Tariq Hill, was detained and handcuffed yesterday morning on his way to the stadium for the Dolphins season opener against the Jacksonville Jags. He was detained for what is described as an unspecified traffic violation. Miami-Dade police are investigating the incident. So here it is, a black guy in a Lamborghini. I mean, the guy's getting close to the stadium, right? He's about a block away. I would assume that that's one of the Dolphins players. Anyway, you know, just maybe a very unfortunate situation where, you know, something happened that shouldn't have happened, and he was handcuffed. So what was the situation there? Excuse me. And yes, Miami-Dade police need to investigate that situation. On another sad note, when it comes to this kind of thing, Angel Reese, who suffered a season-ending wrist injury, says that some of the harassment that she receives from Caitlin Clark's fans seems to be rooted in racism. If that is true, this is really sad, because isn't sports one of the things that really just brings us all together? Isn't sports one of the areas where racism is not part of that at all? In the Dome yesterday, race didn't matter. Nobody cared about white, black. Nobody even cared about Republican, Democrat. Nobody cared about Trump supporters, Harris supporters. Man, we all came together yesterday in the Dome, and those of you who are listening to it on WWL, watching it on TV, man, you were all coming together, whether you're in a bar or by yourself. We all came together, and we were just enjoying watching the Saints wallop the Panthers. But sports is one of those areas that has been immune from racism. So, you know, if this is happening, that's kind of sad. These are a few of the things that we're going to mention, but our main focus is going to be on this storm. Ian Hoke is our senior producer. He's at the controls in the other studio this afternoon. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you too as well.
So, yeah, what a surprise.
What a surprise.
Wake up this morning.
Bad surprise.
Well, I know I was thinking to myself, was I missing something? Has this thing always been headed in this direction? Was this threat always there? But all of a sudden, this morning, there is this threat of a hurricane, and on the Weather Channel, they're even talking about the possibility of a maximum type storm. I mean, it probably a minimal Cat 1, but it could be a maximum cat one, or God forbid, a cat two or three. The waters are really warm. It's got a nice, long, uninterrupted stretch to gain strength. It's going to go into, I think, around Vermilion Bay, Morgan City, that general area. That puts New Orleans to the east of it. And the worst part of any hurricane is the northeast quadrant of the storm.
The nasty side.
Yeah, that puts us on the nasty side of it.
You know, I think it's time for me to admit I have a bias. I have a bias about this sort of thing.
Yeah.
If a storm's not coming, like, from the Caribbean, I don't really think about it.
I know.
You know, it's like these ones that kind of creep up from the west, like over closer to Texas and Mexico. Like, I don't, you know, I saw the same maps that everybody did, like, last Thursday and Friday. There's, like, five systems to keep an eye on over the weekend. And I looked at that map and I said, I'm not going to worry about that. And now here we are. Look at it. It's coming.
I know. And the other interesting thing is this is coming to us. It's moving to the northeast. Most of the storms come from the north, come from the south, heading north to hit us, or come from the southwest.
Yeah.
Moving to
Cuba. Moving to the northwest.
Yeah, moving to the southeast. They're the southeast of us. They're to the southeast of us. Moving to the northwest.
Right, yeah.
So this is kind of an interesting track for this storm, and it's going to be interesting to talk to the meteorologist at Channel 4, and I love to ask them the question. As a meteorologist, you know, you can't help but realize that all these storms have personalities. They all have idiosyncrasies. What is it about this storm that you find so fascinating? And I'm assuming the answer is going to be something along the lines of, you know, what a surprise. This thing just turns around. I mean, dead set on heading in this direction. The spaghetti models don't seem to be that diverse. It's kind of a broader area of the Louisiana coast, but it's still the Louisiana coast and part of Texas. So, you know, yeah, a big surprise. You know, Ian, if we need a reminder that you can't always plan life, this is a reminder.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are a lot of people who had things planned. I've got things planned. We have things planned that all of a sudden, all of that is interrupted by this storm that's heading in this direction.
Yeah, yeah. I got things planned. A lot of people around here got things planned. But hey, you know, that's life. That's the nature of what we do. And it's the kind of thing that we've always been prepared for emotionally, mentally, spiritually. So here we are.
Yep.
Time to get to work.
You were at the Saturn Bar yesterday. I bet was rocking.
Oh, it was
I bet
poppin'.
That was a rocking St. Cecilia.
That was a popping time. Absolutely. Yeah. What a fun game to watch, man. Speaking of things that nobody really saw coming.
That's true.
What the hell is going on here?
47 points. I think that was the amazing thing. And this is Clint Kubiak's first offense. You know, this is the first time we're seeing his new offense. And I was impressed. And what I noticed was a lot of fast-developing plays. Now, of course, teams are going to catch on to that as the season goes on, and he's going to have to stay ahead of it by being even more creative. But I saw some really rapid developing plays that I thought were very impressive. Alante Taylor on defense was amazing. The offensive line did a good job. What about Alvin Kamara yesterday? Man, he was killing it. He was bursting through the line, and again, he got through the line in many cases, and he looked like the old Alvin Kamara. Derek Carr did seem to start the season the way he finished last season, which is what all of us were hoping for. And I think there's every reason to be optimistic. However, the Saints going to Dallas next weekend to play the Cowgirls, you know, that's going to be a tough task for the Saints to beat Dallas in Dallas. But the Saints do good on the road.
Yeah, we got a real interesting stretch coming up here. There was a lot of chatter about that yesterday. We said, you know, it's very exciting to win this game. Let's see what happens in the next 3 weeks.
Boy, and LSU had a struggle in the very beginning. I mean, Nichols
Speaking of things you did not see coming.
Man, Nichols
We were talking
was,
all week about how that was supposed to be just a cakewalk.
And Nichols was playing them.
Sassy.
They really were. It ended up with LSU having a big victory. Tulane's loss, really disappointing. I mean, I thought they had that Kansas State game won. Kansas State, a good team, of course. Whole different level than Tulane in some ways. But, yeah, Saturday afternoon, Tulane lost that game to Kansas State. But no reason for Tulane to be down because they've got a long season, you know, still to go. But, yeah, a lot of stuff happened. All right, so, look, let's quickly go through some of the fun things from yesterday. If you want to join us with a comment about anything we talk about, and we're going to focus on the Storm and the Saints today and LSU, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. All right. So it was like this really incredible start. It was a hot start for the Saints yesterday. 59-yard passing touchdown pass to Rashid Shaheed.
Third and four for the Saints. Ball sitting at their own 41, moving right to left towards Poitras. Out of the shotgun is Carr. Panthers bring four. Carr stands, now fires it deep. Middle of the field. Rashid Shaheed. See you later, bye. Touchdown, New Orleans. Rashid Shaheed. Middle of the field. Post pattern. 64 yards. And a perfect pass from Carr as he gets it out past J.C. Horn to Rashid Shaheed. That's how you start.
Yeah, that was amazing. And the defense met the challenge with a couple of big interceptions by Will Harris.
Pistol formation, heavy to the right. Carr to throw, looking left, now looks to his right. Looking in the end zone! Did he get both feet in? Yes! Touchdown, New Orleans! Juwan Johnson, the touchdown machine. Boy, Carr looked left, 16 yards, looked off the safety, and then had Juwan in the corner.
They can do anything.
Oh, wait, that was the touchdown.
That was the Juwan Johnson touchdown. That's my bad,
Yeah, that's okay.
You want to hear the interception?
That's okay. Yeah, let's hear the interception.
Young under center has Chuba Hubbard as the deep back. Now brings Jordan Matthews in motion. Pass across the middle. It looks like it's picked off. Will Harris at the 45. Crosses inside the Carolina 40 on the near sideline. Bryce Young, first pass of 2024. Picked off in an 8-yard return. Will Harris dove for it. Made the interception. Popped up. Gets brought down by an offensive lineman.
Alante Taylor was a monster. Had this sack on Bryce Young in the second quarter.
First and 10. Ball sitting at the 14. Knocking on the door for more. Toss outside left side. Jamal Williams inside the 10. 5. Jamal Williams.
What is happening?
Wait, okay. Why don't we just call them highlights?
You know, yeah. Here's just what are we? We were just doing the Alante Taylor for crying out loud.
I know you've been.
Yeah, I did this in the last 30 seconds before we came in here.
I know. And look, Ian's busy with hurricane preparedness stuff.
Here's the Alante Taylor sack.
Bryce Young, another shotgun. Three receivers to the top of the formation. Saints so blitz and they come, and he's in trouble. Guess who? Alante Taylor, number one, gets number two when it comes to sacks. And he just kept Bryce in front of him and rolled him over.
And here's Michael Thomas catching a 47-yard. No, this was the big run that Michael Thomas had back as a return man.
What?
Well, I'm kind of joking.
I know. I was like, you got to be kidding me.
All right,
are we doing four or six here?
All right, I'm not sure. This is like audio roulette.
Highlight roulette.
Okay. Rashid Shaheed had a 47-yard return, which was amazing. This might be it.
Oh, please, oh, please, oh, please.
So now Johnny Hecker, the 6-time All-Pro, that he has not been an All-Pro since 2018, will stand with his feet on the end to our right in the end zone. And Taysom Hill tried to get a hand on it. Shaheed will make the catch inside of his 40 on the far side. Now brings it back to the near side. Gets outside the numbers. Now he's down the sideline. Midfield. He needs a block. Shaheed cuts it back. Falls down, but inside the 20. Rashid Shaheed. No flags.
That young man's electric.
Yeah, I remember, was it last year or the year? I think it was the year before. I remember when he touched the ball for the very first time, and I'm sure you felt the same way. It's like, who is this guy? Because the very first time he touched the ball, it was like this crazy return, and he is fast AF. All right, do you want to do the Derek Carr?
I think we've heard them all already.
Okay, we've heard them all?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, anyway, those were highlights, not necessarily in the right order, but who cares? You know, you heard the highlights. Yeah, it was really an exciting day. You know, the dome was full. The dome was full yesterday. At first the fans were not as loud as I've seen them in the past, heard them in the past. But, you know, it was a really good crowd and people showed up. It was packed. And the Saints just gave us all a lot to talk about, a lot to feel good about. And again, we had, you know, just just started to continue to enjoy this high. We should be enjoying this high of the Saints' victory when now we have to focus on this storm that has creeped into the southwestern Gulf of Mexico and is heading in this direction. Thunderstorm starting tomorrow. May get a few showers today, but thunderstorm starting tomorrow. And then the effects of Tropical Storm Francine. Hopefully, it's just going to be a tropical storm, but it is expected to be a minimum Category 1 hurricane. Hopefully, nothing beyond that. But we're going to track it, and we're going to have updates throughout the show today. If you want to join us with a comment, the Okunard Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. Just amazing that out of nowhere, we have a storm heading in this direction. You know, and by the way, you know, in the Tulane game, Tulane-Kansas State, I thought the officials were just decidedly against Tulane. I thought there were some really questionable calls in that game. You know, the score at one point tied 27-27. Tulane's in the red zone. A trick play failed, and then a fumble, scoop, and score. Man, that was the dagger in the heart for Tulane at that point. Seconds left in Kansas State. Has the ball. Tulane intercepts. Bad decision to throw the ball. And actually, Tulane was intercepted at that point. So, yeah, I mean, it was a disappointing afternoon, but they really did kind of lose it after that debacle in the red zone. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. Yeah, everybody needs to find shelter from the storm. I don't know exactly what we're going to feel here. Nobody knows yet, but I'm looking at the cone, and we are just to the east of the worst part of the storm. So we're going to feel something. We're going to feel a tropical storm. In fact, as I look out of the studio windows, it's kind of partly cloudy now, but a little bit earlier, it just kind of looked like that tropical storm weather. And the other day, there was that system in the Gulf, and we were getting some rain. That's what a tropical storm looks like. Because, you know, every time this happens, there are new people who move to New Orleans. And there are people who are going through this for the very first time. And we will do the best we can to inform you and to talk about all the possibilities without alarming you. And when we talk about something being serious, it's not our goal to alarm you, but just to let you know that it is serious, because there are things that we don't know, and we don't know exactly what's going to happen here. Let's hope that it's a tropical storm. If it's a hurricane, let's hope that it's a minimal Cat 1. Let's hope that it doesn't get more serious than that. We've all been, well, not all of us, but most of us have been through this many times before. And the peak of hurricane season doesn't come until tomorrow. But this is generally the peak of the season, and there are systems out there to watch. We had a really, really quiet early part of the season. But, you know, it only takes one storm to make it a very active season for you. And suddenly this storm just out of nowhere is developing, and the steering systems are heading it in our direction. And it seems like there's not much that's going to get in the way between where it is now and where it's going to end up, which is apparently the Louisiana coast. But all the way over toward Mobile, everybody needs to be cautious, because, again, if this storm hits to the west of you, then you're going to possibly be exposed to the northeast quadrant, which is the strongest segment of any storm by the nature of storms. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Okunard Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. Maybe we can get Joe Cardosi, who's doing traffic. Maybe we can get Joe to check on the traffic on aisle 6 at Rouse's and see how it's going over there. If anybody wants to call in with a report on the grocery store, the parking lot, or what's going on in the store, if you're in the store and you want to call us, I'd love to hear from you. What is it like? You know, I'm stuck here until maybe 5, maybe 5:36. I've got stuff to do after the show, but as soon as I get off here, I'm going to have to go pick up stuff, because, to be honest with you, I'm not totally ready. I'm not totally completely prepared. I wish I was that kind of person that, you know, I got prepared that far in advance, but I don't always do that. And we usually have time. We don't have time now. This thing just like just popped up and just bloomed, blossomed right there in the Gulf. And we usually have time to watch it. Oh, it might be coming here. It might be. Well, we're not sure, but it might be coming. I mean, we've got days. Sometimes we've got a week to watch something that has a general track in this direction. but not right now. It has just popped up. If you want to join us, the Oakenhart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot. Glad you're with us. This is where you're going to get the information you need. And let's go to Ian with some of your early text messages.
The information you need on the Oakenhart Jewelers talk and text line. Here's a text that says, I can confirm that the panic has set in. Rouse's was wild. Here's another text that says the grocery stores and gas stations are already overwhelmingly busy because of the storm.
Wow, wait a minute. I need gas.
People.
I need gas. I did some
single
driving.
File.
Well, you know, I had to drive to the North Shore for the remote at GoTax Resolution on Friday. And I did some running around over the weekend, so I'm scheduled to get gas today after I got off the air.
Bro, and you now better that's go get some gas.
That's going to be a problem.
Well, you can listen to sports talk while you're waiting in line. How about that?
Yeah.
They'll be talking about the Saints.
Yeah.
The second guess, rather.
If I don't run out of gas while I'm in line.
A number of people are texting in to remind us that today is the anniversary of Hurricane Betsy, which made landfall on this day in 1965 in Grand Isle, Louisiana.
And Hurricane Betsy was the first hurricane that I remember. I mean, I was a kid at the time, but I remember Hurricane Betsy, and I've got a great story to tell. About being downtown, because we lived near the lake when I was growing up, and when you live near the lake, there was always a possibility that the lake is going to go over the levees, especially back then. And so my dad brought us downtown to Hotel Monteleone. My dad had a connection with the Monteleone family, and so we stayed down there. And I got a great story about staying in the hotel. But also, Hurricane Betsy was the first time that I learned something interesting about humanity. It was the first time I learned about looting. And I'll explain all of that. But, you know, it was, you know, when you're a kid and you learn something really ugly about humanity, about people in general, it really sticks with you. You know, that moment you really learn something ugly about people. And I'll talk about that a little bit later.
Here's a text message from somebody that wants to remain anonymous. And they say, the marijuana dispensary had a line to the front door, LOL. People need to chill to ride out the storm.
Well, obviously they're asking for a friend.
Yeah, well, you're not supposed to do that.
Yeah.
It's medical, so you're not supposed to share your medical marijuana with your friends.
Well, maybe his friend had the report.
His friend told him.
Yeah, his friend. Yeah, he wasn't asking
for
information.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Yeah.
Here's a text that says, I wonder what Francine's political affiliation is, since everything is political.
Well, you know, look, it's really unusual that she's taken this turn to the right.
She came from the left, and now she's moving right.
And now
you know,
she's moving to the
up
right.
Up is down, left is right.
That's right. She started out, you know,
Tulsi Gabbard.
Yeah, it's kind of just, we should nickname it Tulsi.
Tulsi.
Hurricane Tulsi.
Hurricane Tulsi's coming through.
So she was, she was kind of stationary. Sort of moderate in the middle. Could have moved to the left, but no, she's definitely moving to the right.
Dark horse candidate. Here's a text that says, do not follow the Weather Channel. WWL or Fox 8 will give you the best info. Invoke your inner Nash Roberts to feel out the storm.
Yeah, I agree with that. I was watching the Weather Channel in between 4 and 6 and 8 doing their local reports, and I'm sitting at my desk, and so I was channel surfing, and the others were in commercials, so... You know, I switched over to the Weather Channel and got some information there. But look, they've got the basic information, but the local stations are going to give you more specific information on that.
I'll give you a couple more here that are a little bit more not weather related. Here's a text that said the Saints had to settle for field goals on two of their takeaways after penalties from the offense. Blake Groupie bailed us out big time there.
Yeah, I was disappointed that we didn't have that killer instinct and get touchdowns in those situations. And, you know, when I was making notes at the game yesterday, I did make notes that, you know, okay, I would put a question mark. Okay, so what do the Saints do at this point? You know, they're ahead. Do they become complacent? Do they get conservative? And they kind of did a couple of times. They kind of lost the surge. And look, let's also remember, the Saints did this against a team that is terrible. Terrible. And I think even though the ball kind of bounced the Saints' way, I think when you're a bad team, just bad things happen. When you're a good team, you can do things that really cause the ball to bounce in your direction. And Bryce Young, as great as he was with Alabama, he's not very good. And I saw him overthrow some wide-open receivers. So, you know, the Saints need to look at all of that, and I'm sure they will. But the Saints did. I'm not trying to take anything away from the excitement of the victory yesterday, because it was awesome. But the Panthers are not a good team.
Here's a text that says, I watched the national sports coverage, and none of the shows I was able to watch gave the Saints any respect or attention. No logic here. But I usually find that the Saints do better when they get no respect or attention from the national press. That's when they do better. What do you think?
Well, you know, there's no doubt that the Saints in the past have believed the press. They believe the press about themselves. You know, the press, even national people, when they say the Saints are great, I think the Saints rely on that. And I think they go, okay, well, wait a minute, we're great. And I know this is subconscious, and I know consciously they try, but subconsciously, I don't know that they put their best effort forward. I don't know that when they're favored or being praised nationally, I don't know if they have the same attitude that they have when they are dismissed. And so I think there's some truth to that.
I'll give you two more. This one says, hey, black female here chiming in for Caitlin Clark. No female WNBA player has an endured unfair treatment as she has. And how has Ms. Clark responded? With silence, the same as Ms. Reese should do.
Yeah, you know, I agree with that, but I don't mind Angel Reese calling out racism if it's there. You know, we'll talk a little bit more about that. Angel Reese has a lot of respect for Caitlin Clark, and Caitlin Clark has respect for Angel Reese. You know, two rookies. They have played against each other since high school.
Yeah, they're young.
So, yeah, so this is a rivalry that's going on. And, you know, they're completely different personalities. Angel Reese is more of a showman,
if you will. A little more bombastic.
Yeah, yeah. And Caitlin Clark
is
more
fine.
Subdued. Yeah, that's just her personality. But, you know, if there is racism involved, and because of the world that we live in, there could be, that would disappoint me because, as I mentioned, sports is the one area where racism is just not present. You know, racism is not part of that. You know, we pull for our teams, and it's a sporting event that brings us together. And so the idea that there's racism involved in that is just disappointing.
I'll leave you with this one. This text says, I just saw Jim Cantore at the Rouses.
No, no.
No.
No, we're
Jim,
in trouble.
Jim, get out of here, man. We don't want you yet.
Yeah, they always send Jim Cantore to the place that is most likely to get hit by the storm. So if he shows up in your city, you know, you're in trouble. I'm sure they'll send him to Morgan City.
He needs groceries, too. Yeah. Just let him do his thing. Yeah.
All right, if you're on hold, stay with us. We are going to get to your calls. We'll get to more of your texts coming up. The Oakenard Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot, and obviously today we are focusing on Tropical Storm Francine, which unfortunately is suddenly heading in this direction and expected to build strength and be a minimal Cat 1 hurricane by the time it reaches the Louisiana coast, and that's the expected track at this point. But we're watching all of this. But we're going to mention a few other things, and this came up over the weekend. I'm sure you heard about this. They're not sure exactly what it is, but there is a foul odor at City Hall in New Orleans. There's a foul odor, and they don't know whether it's rats or the mayor or whatever. They're not really sure. I'm just kidding about the mayor. But, yeah, there's some kind of stench going around City Hall. You know, we always knew that. I didn't know that it was literally a stench. We thought it was, you know, figuratively talking about the policies there. All right, I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL. I have a feeling that we're not going to have fond feelings for this Francine, Tropical Storm Francine, heading in this direction. That's ZZ Top from 1972. Francine, yeah. So, like many of you, I just woke up this morning and was still thinking about the great Saints of victory, the trouncing of the Panthers yesterday, 47-10, and boom, there it is. A storm heading in this direction that this morning turned into a tropical storm, and then now it's expected to be a hurricane by the time it reaches the Louisiana coast, which is going to be late tomorrow, and I guess Wednesday is when it's going to really reach. But we're going to start to feel the effects of Tropical Storm Francine, maybe Hurricane Francine. We'll start to feel the effects by tomorrow night. So we're starting to focus on that this afternoon, even though there is a big presidential debate tomorrow night. We'll talk a little bit about that as well. Let's go to Thibodeau. Paul, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hey, Paul.
Just a little update with, Thibodeau. This morning, gas stations were kind of backed up this morning, and went to the Walmart to get gas, and they had a fuel truck there, and they had people in line, and then about 3 or 4 miles down the road is the Walmart Fresh Market, and their line was almost on the road, and they had a fuel truck there. And the stores are pretty well packed. Rouse's, we have 3 Rouse's here in Thibodeau, and they got a little bit left on the shelf.
Really? But, when you say there's a little bit left on the shelf, meaning that there's a lot that's gone.
Yes, there's a lot that's gone. And I guess people are heeding the warning, making their preparations early, which is a good thing.
No, that is a good thing. But, you know, there are people like me and Ian and everybody at the station. I mean, we're locked into work right now, and this is when we are most needed. And at times like this, when people are preparing, we should have been prepared in advance. I don't know, maybe everybody else is, and I'm not, but I'm not fully prepared, and I'm going to have to go out and get in it as soon as I can, which is going to be after the show.
Well, my wife called me from work to tell me they were having a meeting. They had a office meeting with the central office personnel, the HR and everything, this morning. And they, my wife and all department had a meeting at 1. They want them to have payroll cut for 12 noon tomorrow because they're closing at noon. So she's got to work kind of late there. And like she told her boss, that she's going to stay late and get it done, which my wife's a trooper. And so I'm getting all the preparations done ahead of time on the home front.
Well, good for you. And Paul, if you live in Thibodeau, you've been through this before.
Oh, yeah. I've been through it many times, especially the last one with Ida and all the other ones. And, you know, people just need to, you know, not create mass hysteria.
Right.
Just heed the warnings, and it's best to prepare early. And even though, say, we don't get it, it takes a turn, you know, we're prepared.
You know, and here I am on the air, you know, telling people,
and
you
we
know,
appreciate
when hurricane season first starts, I'm telling people, you know, get ready, get prepared, stock up now. And what do? I don't do that. You know, I mean, in some cases I do. I mean, I do have some things left over from the last storm. And a lot of people have things left over from the last big threat, and they didn't use everything. So, you know, I do have some things, but, you know, I've got to fill up my car, and I've got other things. And I mention this because, you know, I know that I'm not alone, and there are a lot of people like me who still have to put the finishing touches on things.
Yeah, just be patient. I know you get off at the time you get off. You know, you just need to be patient when you go out there. And, you know, that's what people need to do.
You know, Paul, that's really good advice. I'm so glad you called. Good luck, Paul. I hope things work out for you. It looks like this storm, Tropical Storm Francine at this point, is headed for the Morgan City area along the coast of it. Morgan City's not actually on the coast, but the Morgan City area of Louisiana, which puts New Orleans just to the east of the storm. And again, that's going to be the worst, most severe segment of the storm. So we're going to come back with more. We're going to be tracking this this afternoon, and we'll let you know what develops when new things come out. If you want to share anything with us, please feel free to call. And also, if you want to let us know how it is at the grocery stores and getting gas, I'd like to know where you are and what the lines are like at this point. And as Paul just pointed out, you know, we all have to be patient at this time because we're all in the same situation. This storm happened so quickly. This storm developed and the path developed so quickly that there's no way you could have prepared to have gas in your car. Because, you know, like me, I did a lot of driving from going to the remote Friday on the North Shore, go tax to running around this weekend doing things. And I was going to get gas today when I got off the air. But now it's just suddenly out of nowhere. It's a whole different situation. And I know many of you are in the same situation. All right. If you've got a comment, the Okunor Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. But, you know, this is just a reminder that you can't always plan life and you just have to be ready to just deal with it. All right, so we're talking about the grocery stores. We're talking about the gas stations because these areas are going to be crowded today. They're crowded right now. And suddenly out of nowhere, and we'll hear more about this in the news with Chris Miller, suddenly out of nowhere, there's a tropical storm Francine, heading right in this direction. expected to be a minimal Cat 1 hurricane by the time it reaches us. We're talking about that. We'll also spend a little time talking about the debate tomorrow night. All of that coming up on WWL. I have a feeling that we're not going to have fond feelings for this Francine, Tropical Storm Francine, heading in this direction. That's ZZ Top from 1972. Francine, yeah. So, like many of you, I just woke up this morning and was still thinking about the Great Saints of victory, the trouncing of the Panthers yesterday, 47-10, and boom, there it is. A storm heading in this direction that this morning turned into a tropical storm, and then now it's expected to be a hurricane by the time it reaches the Louisiana coast, which is going to be late tomorrow, and I guess Wednesday is when it's going to really reach. But we're going to start to feel the effects of Tropical Storm Francine, maybe Hurricane Francine. We'll start to feel the effects by tomorrow night. So we're starting to focus on that this afternoon, even though there is a big presidential debate tomorrow night. We'll talk a little bit about that as well. Let's go to Thibodeau. Paul, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hey, Paul.
Just a little update with Thibodeau. This morning, gas stations were kind of backed up this morning, and went to the Walmart to get gas, and they had a fuel truck there, and they had people in line, and then about 3 or 4 miles down the road is the Walmart Fresh Market, and their line was almost on the road, and they had a fuel truck there. And the stores are pretty well packed. Rouses, we have 3 Rouses here in Thibodeau, and they got a little bit left on the shelf.
Really? But, when you say there's a little bit left on the shelf, meaning that there's a lot that's gone?
Yes, there's a lot that's gone. And I guess people are heeding the warning, making their preparations early, which is a good thing.
No, that is a good thing. But, you know, there are people like me and Ian and everybody at the station. I mean, we're locked into work right now, and this is when we are most needed. And at times like this, when people are preparing, we should have been prepared in advance. I don't know, maybe everybody else is, and I'm not. But I'm not fully prepared, and I'm going to have to go out and get in it as soon as I can, which is going to be after the show.
Well, my wife called me from work to tell me they were having a meeting. They had a office meeting with the essential office personnel, the HR and everything, this morning. And they, my wife and all department had a meeting at 1. They want them to have payroll cut for 12 noon tomorrow because they're closing at noon. So she's got to work kind of late there. And like she told her boss, that she's going to stay late and get it done, which my wife's a trooper. And so I'm getting all the preparations done ahead of time on the home front.
Well, good for you. And Paul, if you live in Thibodeau, you've been through this before.
Oh, yeah. I've been through it many times, especially the last one with Ida and all the other ones. And, you know, people just need, you know, not create mass hysteria.
Right.
Just heed the warnings, and it's best to prepare early. And even though, say, we don't get it, it takes a turn, you know, we're prepared.
You know, and here I am on the air, you know, telling people,
and
you
we
know,
appreciate
when hurricane season first starts, I'm telling people, you know, get ready, get prepared, stock up now. And what do I do? I don't do that. You know, I mean, in some cases I do. I mean, I do have some things left over from the last storm. And a lot of people have things left over from the last big threat, and they didn't use everything. So, you know, I do have some things, but, you know, I've got to fill up my car, and I've got other things. And I mention this because, you know, I know that I'm not alone, and there are a lot of people like me who still have to put the finishing touches on things.
Yeah, just be patient. I know you get off at the time you get off. You know, you just need to be patient when you go out there. And, you know, that's what people need to do.
You know, Paul, that's really good advice. I'm so glad you called. Good luck, Paul. I hope things work out for you. It looks like this storm, Tropical Storm Francine, at this point, is headed for the Morgan City area along the coast of it. Morgan City's not actually on the coast, but the Morgan City area of Louisiana, which puts New Orleans just to the east of the storm. And again, that's going to be the worst, most severe segment of the storm. So we're going to come back with more. We're going to be tracking this this afternoon, and we'll let you know what develops when new things come out. If you want to share anything with us, please feel free to call. And also, if you want to let us know how it is at the grocery stores and getting gas, I'd like to know where you are and what the lines are like at this point. And as Paul just pointed out, you know, we all have to be patient at this time because we're all in the same situation. Now, there's no way to, I mean, this storm happened so quickly. This storm developed and the path developed so quickly that there's no way you could have prepared to have gas in your car. Because, you know, like me, I did a lot of driving from going to the remote Friday on the North Shore, go tax to running around this weekend doing things. And I was going to get gas today when I got off the air. But now it's just suddenly out of nowhere. It's a whole different situation. And I know many of you are in the same situation. All right. If you've got a comment, the Oakenard Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. But, you know, this is just a reminder that you can't always plan life and you just have to be ready to just deal with it. All right, so we're talking about the grocery stores. We're talking about the gas stations because these areas are going to be crowded today. They're crowded right now. And suddenly out of nowhere, and we'll hear more about this in the news with Chris Miller, suddenly out of nowhere, there's a Tropical Storm Francine, heading right in this direction. Expected to be a minimal Cat 1 hurricane by the time it reaches us. We're talking about that. We'll also spend a little time talking about the debate tomorrow night. All of that coming up on WWL.